Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. Folks, we have got a powerful call lined up this morning. Everyone speaking on the call this morning is super excited because we are coming out of the Nashville Leaders at All Levels Conference that we just had this past weekend. And so, in fact, I'm sure that we still have some folks that are in Nashville heading home today, and we have got some huge announcements to share here with you on the call. So if you were in Nashville at the Legal Shield Leaders at All Levels event, buckle in because it's going to be really nice to be able to recap everything that was covered. And if you are not at the Leaders at All Levels event, then I'm going to ask you to really get in a place this morning where you can listen actively, where you can take some notes, because, again, we have got a ton of information to cover. So I want to get right into it this morning, and some big announcements were made, some incredible changes were made, and, of course, there was exceptional training, as always, shared from the stage there in Nashville, Tennessee. Thousands of Legal Shield associates from all over North America gathered together, and it was just an exceptional event from beginning to end. I mean, everything was just done first class. And, of course, the keynote speaker was Mr. Grant Cardone on Saturday morning, and he did a phenomenal job, as was expected. So we're going to get to we've got several folks who are going to be sharing some important announcements. Let's start with the fun stuff. I want to go to Cookeville, Tennessee. We've got Mr. Josh Riches standing by to talk about one of the big announcements that was made yesterday, the trip that's coming up, and there are some different details as far as this trip goes. So I want you to really pay attention. You and I have a chance to win a free vacation. And to be in the running, there are certain things that we got to pay attention to and understand. So let's go to Josh Riches up in Cookeville, Tennessee. Josh, talk about this incredible trip that was announced at the event.
Oh, I'm super excited about this event, and I appreciate the chance to talk about this today. So they announced that we can all earn, and this is an incredible event, incredible trip that we are all eligible to earn, that we can all qualify for. And it's going to be a 4-night, 5-day stay at the Hard Rock Cabo San Lucas in Mexico. And this is going to be a round-trip airfare for two people, all-inclusive, includes airport transfers, a welcome reception, a farewell dinner, and dance party on the beach, and also a $750 resort credit. And so this trip is going to be an incredible experience. They're going to take the top 200 networkers and the top 100 business solutions, the B2B side. So you'll have 300 people that will be going on this trip. And we can all qualify. This starts this next month, October 1st. And I can't tell you how exciting it is. I had the opportunity to be able to go on this Jamaica trip, this last trip, and I can't tell you how exciting it was not only to be on a trip that they fly you, you know, to exotic locations and you're able to enjoy yourself and relax on the beach and have the time of your life out there, but you're also able to rub shoulders with the tops of the top, the best of the best. The leaders in our company are all going to be there. And here's the best part, you can be there. If I can qualify for, you know, Jamaica, and I can guarantee I'll qualify for this trip as well, you can definitely do it as well. The information that you'll hear, the information, you know, that we talk about on the calls, it's doing that activity, but you can make it to these trips. And I'm super excited. I can't wait to hit the ground running. And I do want to mention that up to 180 points of this month, so rollover points, 180 rollover points can carry over into next month to help count towards this trip. And this is going to be a 5-month qualifying period from October 1st to February, where everyone's going to be running for this trip, but but we're all on the same playing field right now. And so I'm excited for it. There's so much information that we learned about this convention, Leaders at All Levels convention, but definitely this trip is going to be very exciting. I hope all of you have put that on your dream board, put that on, you know, your goal board to say, okay, I have this up here, now what do I need to do to get it? And we'll be posting online all the requirements of what you need to do, but you should break that down. You say, okay, well, what do I need to make sure that I'm in the top 200? What do I need to do to make sure I'm in the top 100 to be able to make sure that I'm on this trip? You don't want to be playing around, you know, 99, 100 spot. What do you need to do to be in the 50 spot, the first spot? You know, you want to make sure that you're on this trip because it's going to be an incredible experience. And can't wait to see you all there.
Awesome. Well, Josh, thank you very, very much. And I'll tell you what a phenomenal opportunity. I'm going to tell you, folks, Cabo San Lucas is one of my favorite places to go. And it is absolutely exceptional. You can get up early in the morning, go watch the whales swimming in the ocean. The temperature is always perfect. It's not a hot place. It's just beautiful. I know many of you have been there as well, but I'm telling you, that's a trip that you definitely want to win. And I love how they've expanded the window for that, too. Remember, typically, that is a 3-month window that you have to qualify, and they're expanding that out, giving you more time to qualify for the points. It's a 5-month window now, which I think is super generous. So very, very excited about that. Just keep in mind as we talk about some of these announcements, these are obviously big announcements for you. We'll be talking about them in future weeks as well. But we are also posting, Josh mentioned, on the events site. We're posting a link to the site that Legal Shield has included a bunch of information on everything that was announced in Nashville. I just looked. I don't think it's up there quite yet, but hopefully by the end of the call we'll have that up on our event site. So keep in mind a lot of this, what we're talking about this morning, there are details, further details that you'll have access to online. Let's stay right there in our Cookeville, Tennessee office. We are privileged and pleased to have our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, joining us on the call, a $700,000 ring earner with Legal Shield, a Platinum World Council member with Legal Shield, and we're really excited. Mark, to me, one of the biggest announcements was what you're going to cover, this Performance Club change. I think it is absolutely huge, so please take some time, really break this down. How does this benefit everyone on the call this morning?
Awesome. Well, welcome to the call, and it was a fantastic event. The event for me started Wednesday evening. We had a really special Platinum World Council dinner in Nashville at the Opryland there, and just really, really came together as a Platinum team, and Mr. Jeff Bell, the CEO of Legal Shield, was there, and it was just really great. Then on Thursday, we had a Platinum World Council meeting all day. It was the best Platinum. I mean, I've been in a lot of Platinum meetings. This was the best Platinum Council meeting I've ever been in. We've hired a coach over the last, since Jamaica, to help us work more as a team. And so we've been on several conference calls. We had a meeting in Jamaica, a full day meeting, and really just, I saw an efficient team working together to identify things that we can help and make better in the company. And the company was well represented, and just, it was great. It was just a wonderful event. And the best part of that was we were joined at that Platinum World Council meeting by Mr. Jim Tanner, our newest Platinum World Council member. And it's just my goal. I mean, it was great having Jim there, and he was up there talking and training at the council meeting. But my goal became get 4 or 5 more Platinum World Council members in that room, and I think we can have a huge impact on the direction of the company. And just exciting time. I just left that. I could have went home then and been satisfied with the event. Then Friday, it was wonderful seeing all of you at our team breakout. I know many of you came in later after that morning, but it was wonderful to have a packed room, a standing room only, because I stood up most of the time in the back. And it was really great to hear the trainers and the inspiration, the testimonials there. I appreciate each of you that participated in that. Grant Cardone was fabulous on Saturday morning. You'll hear a lot about that, I'm sure, on this call. One of the goals, let me talk about the PC program and the modification that was done. And I'm just going to give you an overview of it, as this is an overview call. It's just a, it's a recap call. It's just going to hit the highlights. But we, there's three flyers, three documents in our recently added docs that you can download. One is called PCQ Factory. One is called PC for Life. And then the other one is Elevate Your Business with Performance Club. So there's three flyers that explain what I'm going to go over. But one of our goals in this business, and it should be your goal if you're building any kind of a team, and you want to have this written down somewhere that you're looking at, because this is kind of the overall, you know, when I started building the HRMC agency, my goal was to build the largest distribution channel for LegalShield and IDShield in North America. That's what's on my board. But the sub-goal of that is to get a large group of people doing a few simple things over a consistent period of time. Let me just repeat that, because that's just that, that is what we model. That's what we focus on. Get a large group of people to do a few simple things. That's a key word, few simple things over a consistent period of time. That's what we do. And I think the Performance Club program that's been designed and updated and developed by LegalShield is the very best incentive program that meets that goal, to get a large group of people doing a few simple things over a consistent period of time. We as a company have record number of Performance Club qualifiers. I've been announcing that at the beginning of every month. You know, we got a new record of Performance Club qualifiers. I was showing off our back office views to some of the Platinums, and they were just in awe. They were like, oh, my gosh, how, that is awesome how you can just see everyone that's Performance Club qualified. And, you know, we see that better than anyone else in LegalShield, I can assure you. Our data view is better than anyone at this stage. But anyway, it's a great program. It incentivizes people to go to work every month, put $180 of premium on the books. But there's a group of people that either join the, they join in a month, like they join in the middle of the month, and they don't have a you know, they don't feel they can go get 180 points before the end of the month. Or there's another group of people that just operate a little below Performance Club. So we have announced at the event two Performance Club programs. One is a PC, so it's called Performance Club, and the other one is Performance Club Pro, or PC Pro for short. And I'm just going to give you the highlights. Definitely take time to read the flyers and get all the details. There's a fact sheet as well for frequently asked questions, which is 2 pages. It really breaks down some of the common questions you might have. I won't cover all of that, but the PC program is $90 premium dollars. So if you go get $90 in premium, you're part of the PC program. And then if you get $180 in premium per month, you're part of the PC Pro program. The PC Pro pretty much stays the same as the current PC program with 2 changes. One is you can only roll, and this all becomes effective October 1st. So this is, we got 2 weeks to kind of get this information out. We'll do a new video in the back office on it. But the PC Pro program, you can only roll up to 90 points into the next month. So it used to be that we could roll 180. Now, starting October 1st, you can only roll half of what you need. So you're going to have to do something every month. So I like that. I like that change. There's 3 changes. Second is they've added 3 tiers of retention. And these tiers of retention are for both the PC and PC Pro program. And again, it's too complicated to talk about on the call, but you can pull the flyer. It's called the PC for Life flyer, and you can see the tiers. What it used to be, if you fell below 77%, you didn't get paid. Okay, there's no bonuses. Now they've added another category. It's less money, but you get paid still at PC or at 65%. So as long as you're above 65% retention, there's some money that pays out under the program. They've also added a 3rd tier. Which they added more money. So now anyone can get up to $500 a month. So that's the top category. That's the PC Pro. After 24 months, you can now earn up to $500 a month if your rolling retention is over 82%. I know we've got a lot of our folks that are over 82%. They're going to get a raise. They're going to make more money. They used to make $100 on month 2 through 11. Now they make $125. They used to make $300 on month 12 through 23. Now they make $375 per month. So they added more money to those that have better retention. The middle categories where a lot of people are, 77% to 82%, that stayed the same. But if you fall below the 77, they've added money still there. So you can still make $300 a month, even if your retention dips below the 77%. So the third change they made was the on the PC program itself, there's no rollover. You can't roll over any of the points. But on the PC Pro, you can roll up to 80 points per month. Excuse me, 90 points per month to the next month. And then the last update is if you add a recruit, so any of us that are recruiting on the PC Pro program, if you add a recruit, it adds a 50% premium multiplier. So, for example, if you have a premium member, if you sold $120 in premium 1 month, and you add a recruit to that, you add a Legal Shield associate to that, your premium now goes to 180 because you add 60 points, half, 50% premium multiplier every time you add a recruit. So there's a lot of examples of that in the fact sheet, so I would encourage you to look at that. It's nice because now a recruit is not worth 80 points, but it's a multiplier on the premium. And so that's how it's set up. I like it. I think we ought to focus mainly on premium. I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't recruit, but that should be just the gravy on top of the program. Everyone should be able to write at least $90 in premium every single month, and hopefully we step up from that basic PC program now and go to the PC Pro, which is $180. As far as Harvard goes, we're going to just call it PC. If you're PC qualified under either of those programs, you're qualified. You're Performance Club qualified. That's what's important, that we recognize everyone that's Performance Club qualified. They've added a level that people can now qualify for earning monthly bonus checks at just $90 in premium per month. Really $60. If you did $60 in premium and recruited one associate, that's $90 in premium right there. So, again, you add that recruiting multiplier, you can get there fairly quick, fairly simple. And that gets back to that goal, getting a large group of people to do a few simple things. We just cut it in half. We even made Performance Club simpler. We don't want you aiming for that. We've always taught this. We don't want anyone aiming for Performance Club. But we have a lot of people that are very part-time. That might be their goal. That's fine. We want you to hit executive director. We want you to get to those higher levels and become ring earners in this company. That's our goal for every person. One last thing is the PC factory overrides. Unbelievable. They've added, the PC factory bonuses are huge. I make thousands of dollars, 100,000 plus a year on just PC bonuses. Well, they've added bonuses also, Performance Club factory bonuses, where the sponsor gets a bonus, the upline senior director, executive director, and platinum. But they've added those bonuses for both PC programs, the PC Basic program and the Performance Club Pro. So more money as you build an organization or an agency within Harvard Risk Management, more money if you're out there with better retention. No change really in the program if you're Performance Club, just keep doing 180 in premium per month. Just know that there's a little change on the recruiting. It's a multiplier now, not just a flat 80 points. And number two, know that it's only 90 point rollover to the next month. So that all becomes effective October 1st. We'll definitely talk more about it. It was incredible to see all of you there, to see your excitement from the event. And I'm looking forward to hearing from the rest of the people on the call. Back to you, Mike.
Fantastic, Mark. And I am so excited about these changes. I think that opens up an entirely new group of people that are going to get money. I mean, that's free money that Legal Shield is putting out there. I'm with you. I'm a big fan of those changes. I think it's going to be very, very beneficial to a lot of folks that, for whatever reason, are not at that 180 points. Another thing that, Mark, you may have mentioned this, but one of the things that I really like about it too is all you need to stay in the game is the 90. So if, for example, if I'm on my 20th month and I only get 100 points And maybe I've gotten 180 every month up until that point, but I for whatever reason, something happens, and I only get 100 points on that 20th month, I'm still in the game. I'm still a Performance Club member. Now, my bonus would be lower, but then the next month, if I get right back up to PC Pro, 180 points, I'm right back at the bigger bonuses. So
same thing on the retention. If your retention dips for 1 month, you're not out. It was always, you know, if you're making $400 a month and all of a sudden you're 2 points below 77, you're at 70, you know, 3 or 4 points, that's a bummer. It's like, oh, man, and you get no money, but now you get money. So they've made the very best incentive program that I've ever seen in any sales and marketing company even better by these changes and updates.
Right, exactly. I love it. So thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that. And folks, we've got a lot of folks lined up to speak. I do want to take just 1 minute, though, and tell you about what, in my opinion, is one of the biggest announcements that was made in Nashville, because it affects a lot of people, and it affects a lot of people right now. Now, we're talking about Cabo, we're talking about PC Pro, because we want this stuff on your radar. October 1st is when those things really go into effect, though. This one will go out of effect October 1st. I don't even think that's correct English to say that. But this, what I'm about to tell you, takes place from today until September 30th. And so of anything that we're going to talk about, this is the most urgent. And it applies to so many people, and everyone on the call, I really believe, can benefit from this. It is the Advance to Senior Manager promotion. LegalShield announced at the event a special promotion for anyone who is not a senior manager in the business. Remember, last month they had the Advance to Manager. Well, now they're following that up with an Advance to Senior Manager, and it's a pretty dramatic reduction, 20 sales less to get to senior manager if you do it here before the end of the month of September. So typically to get to senior manager, you've got to get 50 sales, and what they're saying is that for the month of September, I really want you to hear me on this, for the month of September, if you will get to 30 total cumulative sales, 30 total cumulative sales. I say cumulative. It's not, you know, it's not that you have to write 30 between now and the end of the month. But if right now you're sitting at 22 sales that you've written, all you have to do is go write 8 more personal sales. Remember, the $9.95 plans count as half, but everything else counts as one. So you've got to write a total of 30 cumulative since the day that you started, and that will advance you to senior manager. Another way to do that is if you've recruited 3 LegalShield associates and you have 25 organizational sales, that would also promote you. Here's the reason I say everyone on this call can benefit. Even if you're already a senior manager, even if you're already a director or senior director or executive director or whatever, there are people that you work with, people in your team, in your organization, your sales team, that have not yet hit senior manager. This, to me, is the biggest thing that we need to focus on right now. This is the fire that we've got to pour gas on. This is the one that you want to be beating this drum in your team. If you are not yet a senior manager, can I just speak frankly to you? Can I be real direct this morning? You do not want to wait to get on this. Don't say, well, I'll get on that in a few days. Please don't wait till next week. Now, we'll talk about it on next week's call, but please don't wait for that. You want to get on that today. Make a goal. Figure out how you're going to do it. Know where you're at right now. If you're brand new, then that's easy because it's easy to count from 0 to 30. But if you've had some production, if you've written some memberships, there is not a single person listening to my voice right now that if you are not yet a senior manager, that there's not a single person that could not get there before the end of the month. So make sure that we are focused on that. Make sure that you are talking about that with everyone in your organization. It's interesting. There are some people that hear that and they think, well, I don't know that I could qualify for that. And frankly, if that's your attitude, you're probably right. Yeah, you're exactly right. You're not going to luck into this. You're not going to just happen to go sign up 30 people cumulatively, or, you know, however many remain for you. But it's the people that really focus on that. It's the people that are listening to this call and say, you know what? Right now I'm at 12. I need 18 to go. I'm going to go sign up 18 people. I'm going to get it done. And you've got 2 weeks here in the rest of this month to make that happen. So it's actually from yesterday until September 30th, advanced to senior manager, and it's either three direct Legal Shield associates that you've recruited and 25 total organizational sales cumulative, or just 30 personal sales cumulative. Either of those will trigger that advancement to a senior associate. By the way, I'm not reading this, but I'm fairly certain this is the case. It typically is. If you already have 30 sales, but you were not yet a senior manager, you know, maybe you were at 35, and remember the requirement has always been 50, all you have to do is sell one plan, and it will trigger that advancement. So keep that in mind. Well, folks, again, Mark said this well earlier. It is impossible to take the experience of being in a place like Nashville, Tennessee, and somehow try to capsulize that in a one-hour call. I mean, we just can't do it. It's just not possible to do that. But what we have asked, we've asked a few individuals to come share on this morning's call some nuggets that they gleaned from this event, some things that they learned, some things that stood out to them. I hope that you have your notepad ready. Again, if you were in Nashville, I think this can be a great way to kind of relive some of the things that you just learned this past weekend. If you were not in Nashville, pay extra special attention, because we've got some folks here that are going to be trying to share some of the best of the best. It will never be the same as being at an event, but I love these recap calls because it's such a good way to hear from different people and hear what they are getting from this experience of being with like-minded individuals. And I want to start the call this morning by going to the state of Illinois. We're very, very pleased to have Mr. Haresh Javeri from the state of Illinois. Haresh, I know you're heading out to an appointment that you've got this morning, but we're excited that you have joined the call. I know that this was your first event, your first Legal Shield event that you attended. I'd love to hear your takeaways and any nuggets that you gleaned. Let's see. We may have Haresh muted. Haresh, do we have you on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can now.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you very much. So thank you, Mike. So, yes, this was my first event, and let me tell you this. There's a pre-Nashville and post-Nashville for me. And don't get me wrong, I have been very excited about Legal Shield since the first day I joined it. I've been very passionate about it. I understand the potential it has, but there was something I was struggling with, and I'm sure many in the call probably are having a similar experience, where when I was talking to people, I was unsure, right? I was hesitant, sometimes even guilty of taking people's time to speak about this with them, about the opportunity or about the service. And I realized something in Nashville by listening to all the testimonials and how Legal Shield has changed their lives. And I came to the conclusion that the reason why I was either shy or I was feeling that I might be offending someone by offering this opportunity, it was not because anything about my abilities or anything about the service. It was because I was selfish. And I know nobody, I'm not saying anybody else is because it's selfish. I said I was selfish. And the reason why I came to that conclusion is because I have something so powerful in my hands that can change people's lives for good. And I'm not sharing that with people, with someone else. That is not good. And I came to that conclusion, and I left Nashville committed with myself that I wanted to help other people. Yes, there's a great amount of money here for me. Yes, there's the income potential is awesome, but there is a higher goal. There's a higher desire, and it is to impact other people's lives. Listening to those testimonials and the backgrounds of many of the people that stand up at the stage and listening to them, it really makes a difference in me. Okay, I am super committed now. I'm talking to people. I was telling Scott Brooks on my way back home. I think it was 2 a.m. when I was talking to someone in a gas station, and I was already prospecting and talking about the opportunity, something that I would probably never do before. And the reason I'm doing it is because I know about the service is real. We know that. I'm using the service myself. But someone else needs this service, and someone else needs this opportunity, and I am the one that's going to share that with them. I will have to conclude with saying that I'm super committed to become the next ED under Scott Brooks, and that is going to happen in October of 2018.
I love it. Haresh, congratulations to you, and what a phenomenal goal coming out of that event. And I'll put my money on you getting that goal, achieving that goal. You are absolutely on your way to doing so. Good luck at your appointment this morning, and thank you for sharing. I really loved how Grant Cardone just did a masterful job of painting that picture that this is not about you and me. And he said that several times. He said, well, you're selfish. You're selfish. If you're not doing more, you're selfish. It's about the people whose lives we can change. You think about any time someone gives you an excuse, what does it start with? It starts with I'm not feeling good. I'm not confident. That's what his point was. You're selfish. It's all about you. You got to get above that, above and beyond thinking just about yourself. Phenomenally said, Haresh. Thank you very much for sharing. Let's go to South Carolina. We've got Mr. Jason Millman. Jason, I think this was your first event as well. I know we've had you on the call before, and you've already seen some success, but I was so excited that you were able to be here at this event. Would love to hear your takeaway, Jason.
Well, thank you, Mr. Richards. I appreciate it. This was my first trip, but I will not miss another one, that's for sure. The accommodations and everything were just fantastic. You're absolutely right whenever you said that Grant Cardone set the place on fire with his presentation. But some of the best training that I saw was the Harvard Risk Management training that we had. And Mr. Mark Richards was correct whenever he said that we packed the room for that training. And there were some field leadership from Legal Shield that were walking down the hall, and they kept wanting to come over to our room to see what was going on in there, because there was so much energy and passion coming from the trainers and from the agents that were in that room. The business solution training was fantastic, being able to go and listen to these people that are working in that business solution field. Some of them have been doing it for 10 years or more. Some of them have been doing it for only 2 years, but have seen a tremendous amount of success. But I think the big thing that I took away from this is that I needed to pick a focus and stick with it. And you're right in saying that I've had some success early on. And once I started to experience a little bit of success, then I started to branch out into different things. And what I really need to do is pick a focus, stick with it, and then master that focus. And then once I've mastered that, which will probably take me a year or so to really master it and own it, then I can start branching out into looking at a few other different things and stuff like that. So I really need to stay focused on my goal, master my goal, and I've got some valuable information from the Harvard Risk Management Training and the Business Solutions Training that was provided by Legal Shield there. It was great to have the opportunity to celebrate the victories for people like Mr. Jim Tanner and Dr. Danielle Russo and Mr. and Mrs. Adam and Alicia Thompson, and watch them walk across the stage. And it's inspired me to be one of those people in Dallas that's walking across the stage as well to accept my ring whenever that happens this next March. But the opportunity to meet more people on the Harvard team was so invaluable to me. And that opportunity to meet those people and to make new contacts and to create new workout partners and people that you're going to be able to email and make phone calls to and talk about your victories and help celebrate their victories is fantastic. Oftentimes it can seem like you're all by yourself when you're in your office and you're making your 50 calls a day, and then you realize that you're not, that there's a lot of other people out there that are doing the exact same thing that you are, and that it doesn't take much to reach out to them and celebrate your successes and talk about your rough day if you have one. So I just found that it was an invaluable trip, and I look forward to seeing everybody in Dallas this next March.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, well said. Great recap, and I love your thought of you know, really being laser focused on a goal. And I know that when you talk to our top leaders, that's something that you'll see consistently, is that they really got laser focused on achieving a goal, and many of them have become experts in a lot of different areas of our business, but they didn't do that at once. They focused on a goal, became an expert in an area, had a major and maybe a minor, and then expanded their business from that point. So very, very well said. I'm glad that you mentioned, again, the Harvard event that we had on Friday morning. I want to echo what you and also Mark talked about. What a phenomenal event. I'll tell you, that, to me, the testimonials and the training that I heard at that event rivaled anything else that I heard this weekend. It was just fantastic to be able to be a part of that and to be present with such exceptional leaders from all across North America at that HRMC event, and then the breakouts as well. Now, we'll have those breakouts at every Legal Shield event, I think, moving forward. I think the feedback from that has been incredibly positive. So for those focused on Dallas, keep in mind, you want to come in early enough that you can get to those breakouts. Let's go to the state of Kentucky. We've got a few folks from Kentucky, actually. I want to go, first of all, to Robert and Marissa Hale from Kentucky. This was their first event, and I think it's fair to say that they came excited, but that they left electrified. And we'd love to go to Robert and Marissa and get your feedback and your takeaways from the event.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you so much for having us on the call.
Yes, thank you so much. Energize is not, well, wow, we just can't say how energized we are. There's so much energy and information that it was so inspiring. You know, the first day I heard Scott Brooks' story, that is very similar to mine as well as so many others, but his story really touched my heart. And later on in the conference, I had a question that was presented to me, that if I died, where would my family be in 2 weeks? I wanted to do something in my life where two goals are accomplished. One, I want to be on a mission field, which I believe that is exactly what this company is. Two, I no longer want money to control my life. I want to have an overabundance where I control it. I want to be able to bless so many people, but I have not had that opportunity in my field. But with Harvard and Legal Shield, I see that all things are possible for anyone. I encourage everyone to go to the next conference, because that is just what I needed to hear in order for me to have the confidence to move forward. Without all the speakers I heard, I still would not have a vehicle to do the things I want in my life that propels me to a positive future. And the support system that your company has is just remarkable. I've been in the construction industry for 30 years, and I've never seen a company that is structured as yours, and I'm very impressed.
And, yes, I have to say going to Nashville was a catapult. I am 2 weeks old in the Harvard company in Legal Shield, and I was interested, but going to the event in Nashville made the interesting invigorating. It made the impossible or even the implausible of, you know, what maybe I could do with this opportunity. It made it not only possible, but tangible. It put a roadmap in my hand and resources and realities that I've brought back home with me to work my business. And Robert touched on it a little bit, but the place, the people, the stories, the Opryland Hotel, the Grand Old Opry, where the general sessions and the awards are handed out, it's just the entire environment is expansive, not just in itself and its geography and its, you know, as a building, but there's a river and a boat ride through the middle of the hotel, and there's twinkly lights and fountains at in the evenings with water displays and music, and you're just you just remember what is possible, the creativity, when people come together with a common vision and they say yes, and they don't let barriers tell them no. You know, they've built that amazing hotel. The people that you hear from, I loved the people, everyone. I loved everyone. But I loved the stories that we heard in conversations over lunch, and definitely from all of the stages, you know, getting to meet Jim Tanner, Dr. Danielle Russo, you know, in person. And they're just like us. And Rachel Johansson, her story where she's from Minnesota, she was a waitress and a housekeeper and had a very difficult beginning in life. And she was a $100,000 ring earner. I just thought, she's up there saying, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I love that that's what Harvard and the entire company is built on. Jim said that to me in a phone call and reiterated it at the conference when we sat down together, that the beauty, the culture of Harvard and the culture of this company is you will succeed when you do the work. And when you succeed, you'll be part of that culture to pass this success on to others. And so that's what Nashville was, just a catapult for what I'm going to be doing, because other people have done it, and they have succeeded, and I will too.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Robert, Marissa, thank you so much for joining our call this morning, and we're really excited to see the success that I know is coming your way. Marissa hit on that very well. The Opryland Hotel, if you've not been there, is a gorgeous, gorgeous venue. It's not the biggest hotel in the world, but it's up there. It's definitely big. It's one of the only hotels where you don't need a fitness room, because you get a 4-mile walk if you want to go anywhere. So it was fantastic to be there, though, and I agree 100%, just a gorgeous venue. Let's stay in the state of Kentucky. One of the highlights for our team, of course, at this event, and really for everyone, was to hear from Mr. Adam and Alicia Thompson, who were recognized at this event as $200,000 ring earners. And they were able to address our Harvard Risk Management team on Friday morning, and then they were able to also speak to everyone at the main event as well. We are so proud of their efforts, and I know that they are folks that I would put up on a pedestal in a heartbeat as exemplars for others to follow. Both of them are wonderful people. And when I say that, I really mean that with all my heart. I just don't know a better person than Adam Thompson and Alicia. Both of them are just incredible, exceptional people, but they are also exceptional leaders. And they have just led an incredible organization. They're growing their team. They are the top producers so far, as of September 17th, 2018, they're the top producers for this entire year so far in our organization, and we are so proud of their efforts and so proud of that new ring-level achievement. Adam, I'd love to hear any takeaways that you might have from the event. I know you were super proud of your team being there, and I know it was an exceptional event. Would love to hear any thoughts that you have coming out of it.
Mr. Richards, thank you so much. I am proud of our team. I'm proud of my wife, and I'm grateful to Jesus. I'm grateful to my Father in heaven who put this in front of me. It's growing bigger than I could have ever imagined. I'm just so blown away. I want to jump straight into some power pack nuggets that I took away. If I'm looking to Jeff Bezos, you know, I think maybe the most wealthy person in the world, if I'm looking to Warren Buffett, into the Mark Riches and all the leaders in my life to get what they have, right? Because if this is your first call, hear this right now. To get what others have, do what others are doing, right? If you've found someone that's a role model for you, do that. And I shook so many hands and was so humble and grateful to be somebody giving advice. I mean, yesterday in the parking lot, we're giving advice, and I'm asking myself, who am I to give advice? But I realize I'm a child of God. I'm someone who's worthy, and everybody on this call, there's greatness in you. There's worthiness in you. You are better than your circumstance. Failure is not a person. It's an event, and you can change right now. So I want you to hear what I heard. couple of fast fire nuggets. I won't even go through the names of who said them. I'll leave it like this. Growth equals happiness. If you've got a banana sitting on your countertop in your kitchen, it's either getting ripe or it's getting rotten. There is no middle ground. There is no, well, I bought it on a Sunday and it's going to get ripe for 2 days, but then on Wednesday I need it to wait for just a minute and then, right? No, it's either getting ripe or getting rotten. The next point is something they refer to as MAD, making a difference. We talk about wealth and money and happiness and all these things, but something that absolutely blew me away is that there are people in the world, it was hard for me to realize because I wasn't one of them, there are people in this world that don't need any extra money. They just made all the right choices or they found a winning lottery ticket, whatever. Even those people can still be, you know, and I'll just be candid, that they can still sell one membership a month because, like Marissa eloquently put, the Rachel Johansson, there's a single mom out there right now. My kid sister's on this call as well. She used to be that person. There's a single mom right now who needs this membership to help with a name change because of a baby daddy, for lack of a better phrase, who used to beat her to a pulp. She doesn't want his last name anymore, right? She doesn't want those kids to have his last name. There's a single mom that needs help making a little extra money. There's a single mom that needs an attorney because she's being, you know, like I said, beaten to a pulp. There's somebody out there that just needs one membership. And if that's all you need to do, then make the difference and just go sell one membership. You may not have the time. You may not know enough about this, but you know, if you're on this call, you know that there's a valuable service that's helping balance out injustice. And a good friend of mine said that she has seen countless people in the prison systems because they just couldn't get an attorney when they needed one. You go out there and make a difference. You may not be ready to jump all in both feet head first, but at least be making a difference and selling one membership a month. Next, I want to touch on something Liz Fu said. She talked about knowing and showing and then closing. Spend the first third of the few minutes that you have in front of a customer, the first third of those few minutes that you have in front of a potential customer, getting to know them, listening to them. I was guilty of this forever. I would go and kind of regurgitate and spit out everything I knew and blah, 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 try to tell the entire membership in one breath in 90 seconds, and then they're completely turned off. And just this weekend, I now realize that. But she said, spend that first third of the few minutes that you have getting to know them, and then show them, like show them the product, and then the last third, close them, you know. It's your duty to know how to be a good closer. It is not difficult with this company. You don't have to trick anyone. You don't have to convince anyone. You have to know the product well enough and then just simply ask them, what did you like best about what I just went over? If this is your first call, that's, in my opinion, one of the most important questions you can learn. And it's not about talking as much as it is listening and asking a question. Show someone the membership. Use a tool. Use a video. Ask them what they like best. The last thing I want to talk about is he said, don't tell me you're blessed. The speaker said, I'm sick of people saying, oh, how you doing, how you doing? Oh, well, I'm blessed. And then they barely had enough gas to make it to work. They barely had enough food to feed their kids, all that stuff. But they're saying, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. He said, don't tell me you're blessed. Show me. And in this business, we have a vehicle, like so many have said before, we've got a vehicle to really make some big income if we just do the work. Show people in your church. Show people in your community, not to show off, but to let them know that there's good things happening in your life. Your Facebook doesn't need to be about poor, pitiful me and, oh, it's a Monday and thank goodness it's Wednesday and all that and thank God it's Friday. Put some good things on there. Let some people know that you're trying your hardest. And if you're on this call, you can really show them that you're doing well. Lastly, I just want to say work is a tool for prosperity. It's plain as day. It's in black and white in the Bible. Work is a tool for prosperity. Prioritize your day and do all the hard stuff in the beginning. Top load your day. Get your butt to work and make sure you get your butt to Dallas. Mike, I'll give it back to you. Thanks.
Fantastic, Adam. Incredible nuggets. Congratulations to you and Alicia. We are so excited for you and the success that you've seen, but maybe more excited that both of you realize that it's just that you're just scratching the surface, and there's so much more that you will be able to accomplish in this opportunity. And we are very grateful for your leadership. I want to take the call to New York, where we've got Mr. Roger Jones on the line. Roger, thank you for being on the call this morning. We would love to hear your takeaway, your nuggets that you gleaned from the event.
Well, good morning, Mr. Riches, and it was a pleasure to meet you this weekend as well. Wow, I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you, but I've been furiously writing down topics here and checking off the ones that have already been mentioned. So really, one of the most important things that I think came to mind to me while we were talking this morning is I went there looking for some inspiration. And I found inspiration in so many people in so many places, and they were so willing to share with me. And particularly, I spent 3 minutes maybe talking with Mr. Adam Thompson in the hallway before our breakout. And the things that he shared with me personally are some of the things that I will be working on for my success. But there were so many role models, and we can talk about all the role models at Legal Shield. We can talk about Brian Carruthers and Darnell Self and Justin Peterson, and they are role models, and man, can they get you motivated. But we have those role models right here that have achieved their success. They're willing to share it with us, and we need to be courageous enough to ask for their help and just follow their lead. One of the things that you're going to hear probably more from this call from people who were there, Mr. Grant Cardone is certainly a fired-up individual. But when he talks about don't be selfish, you know, you can be selfish, but frankly, when you're being selfish, you're being more selfish to yourself than you are to those around you. And one of the things that I got out of the meeting was the overwhelming sense, not the meeting, but the convention, was the overwhelming sense of family and friends and people who are willing to help you achieve your success. In nuggets, I've got barrels full of nuggets. If they were gold, I'd be rich beyond my wildest imagination right now this morning. But the most important thing that I want to put out there really was that you have to believe in yourself. You have to stop being selfish to your own self and achieve your level of potential and success. And we have the role models here who have done that and are continuing to do that for themselves, and we need to follow their lead as we would follow our own. So that is what I wanted to share. I believe that we've had all the nuggets, and we're going to have more nuggets, but I wanted to share a personal note as well. You know, you have to believe in yourself. We can believe in the product. We can believe in Legal Shield, but if we don't believe in ourselves, in our true mission, then we're not going to achieve that success. And that led me to my own personal development this morning, and I was listening to Les Brown, and I'll leave it at this. He said, do not let your circumstances determine your actions. We listened to Grant Cardone, who probably had the worst circumstances of anyone in that building at the time, and I'm sure people have experienced bad things. But the things that Grant Cardone has accomplished for himself are phenomenal. So please do not let your circumstances determine your actions. Thank you for having me on the call. It's an honor to be here with you all, and I look forward to Dallas.
Well, we look forward to having you back in Dallas as well. Roger, congratulations to you. Thank you so much for sharing. Those were fantastic nuggets. I want to go to the state of Indiana. We've got Mr. Chuck McGee standing by. Chuck, I know this was your first event as well. We'd love to hear your takeaways from this event in Nashville.
Well, I certainly appreciate the opportunity. Yes, it was my first big event, and I will just tell you straight out that before I got there, I knew this was a great opportunity, but after I've been there, I truly see the bigger picture. I see the possibilities of it, and I was really inspired by the folks that I saw up on stage. As a matter of fact, I came home to find in the mail my Legal Shield 2018 Profiles of Success, which I will begin going through to read those stories again and, you know, to meet other people and hear about their stories. So I'll jump to the end. I am going to be in Dallas, and my goal when I get to Dallas is to have my wife join me and to be part of the business with me. I know it's going to take a few months for me to work on her, but I'm sure that I'll be successful and have her join me. And I'll use many of the stories and the representations that I saw from the couples that were there and the success that they had. As regard to the nuggets, boy, like everybody said, there were just tons of them. For me, it really boils down to two things. I need to really just finally decide what my major is going to be and what my minor is. I think Jeff Bell said, stay local and stay small for the best success. As part of that, too, I'm going to do a much better job in really focusing on two pieces per market so that I don't get distracted by all the great pieces that are available. And I guess, you know, to be fully transparent, Justin's presentation where he took his finger and pointed it back at himself, for me, it really boils down to I just haven't been very coachable here in my short tenure with Harvard. And I think that's really the thing that came through to me was that for me to really break out and be more successful, I need to be more coachable and obviously more accountable to myself. So that's really what I got out of it is it's up to me. And I look forward to getting on a better pathway. And my goal, along with getting my bride to Dallas with me, is to be executive director by the end of the year.
Fantastic, Chuck. Well, I know you've got a lot of stuff in the works that will help you get there. And congratulations on, again, being at the event and fantastic recap. Those were
thank you.
Great nuggets that you shared this morning. Thank you very much. Let's go to the state of New Mexico. We've got Miss Judy Johnston. Judy did a phenomenal job sharing with our Harvard group on Friday morning. We really enjoyed listening to her. She gave a great testimonial. And Judy, I know one of the exciting things that was shared from stage this weekend was the new Ladies of Justice initiative. I know you're excited for that. Would love to hear your feedback on that and any other nuggets that you gleaned from Nashville.
Thank you. Yeah, the Ladies of Justice was awesome. Thank you for the compliments. I don't have much time left, so I want to get the most important part out. We're on a 2-year program for the Ladies of Justice with funding. We're going to be branded. We're going to have our own materials. And this is not just for ladies. It's for men, too. Adam talked about reaching those single moms, working moms, ladies who are just too busy to go full-time and can't go full-time, this program is for them. The most important thing I want to get out before we have to close is for the next few weeks, there are going to be training calls Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tonight is the first call at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So write that down and write down this number. The number is 646-876-9923, and the PIN number is 93176. So that's 646-876-9923, and the PIN is 93176. This is going to be exciting. Monday nights are a call. Wednesdays are going to be a brain shark, and Fridays are going to be Facebook Live. You need to email info@ladiesofjustice.com. info@ladiesofjustice.com to get more information. And if anyone wants to contact me about this, you are welcome. My number is 505-225-6691. And with that, I have to close. Thanks, Mike.
Judy, thank you very, very much. And let me just say this. We're going to go a little over time here, folks, so bear with us, but we've got a huge announcement coming up at the end of the call, so make sure that you stick with us here for just a few more minutes. I'm really excited about that Ladies of Justice initiative, and what I would invite you to do, we don't have time to get into all the details on it this morning, and it's impossible to try to cover something that monumental on a conference call anyway, so what I would invite you to do is take Judy's advice. If that's something that you're interested in learning more about, just email them. info@ladiesofjustice.com. And all you have to say in the email is, I'd love to get more information, please. And that's it. And they'll send you more information. And then I'd invite you to jump on that call that Judy mentioned tonight. You said, Judy, I just want to make sure I got the details right, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Is that correct?
That's right. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 8 Mountain, 7 Pacific.
Okay, very good. So jump on that call tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Judy gave you the number. I'll give it to you one more time, just for those of you that were trying to find a pen that worked. It's 646-876-9923, and the pen number is 93176. And we'll post that in the back office as well. But listen in. See what you think of that. Get the information. But I'm telling you, their Legal Shield is funding that. There's going to be some great initiatives as part of that as well. That's something that you really ought to pay attention to and take advantage of. Judy, thank you so much for sharing that this morning. It's always wonderful to hear from you. I want to take the call to Tennessee. We've got Mr. Chris Corley. I know Chris attended the event last fall, and it made a monumental difference in his business, and yet he was able to come back re-energized and ready to take his business to the next level yet again here in Nashville. Chris, we'd love to hear your nuggets and takeaways from the Nashville event.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Riches. I am so, so, so glad that I made it this year as well. It was my second Leaders at All Levels convention, and it did not disappoint. A common phrase that I heard through the weekend, and I have to be honest, this nugget is not one that made me feel warm and fuzzy at all. I heard it from Mr. John Addison, who's on the board of directors of Legal Shield. I heard it from Mr. Grant Cardone while he was up there on stage. I also heard it from Justin Peterson, one of the younger vice presidents there coming up to Legal Shield. And this common phrase was, if your why isn't getting you to your goals, then your why is a lie. You know, and I looked at my why on Legal Shield site, because there's a little banner there where you can put your why right up there. So every time you log into Legal Shield to check your money every day, you're staring at your why. And my why for the last year said wanting to spend more quality time with my wife and my three small children. And I really had to look, because there were some goals that I set this year that I didn't get, and when I heard all of these people say that, I had to look myself in the mirror. I mean, I literally went to my hotel room, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I said, is that why a lie? And very humbly, I had to say, absolutely it is. So the goal I set last year was to become executive director. And I made that decision at that convention, and I was able to make that goal. So at this convention, I made a goal that I am going to be platinum executive director by the next conference in Dallas of March 2019, and I'm looking forward to my why not being a lie, setting that goal and achieving it. With that, I'll turn the call back over to you, Mike.
Fantastic, Chris. Congratulations to you, and we are definitely looking forward to see you hitting those even higher levels of success. I Chris and I went and had catfish on Friday night. I was a little surprised that was not the highlight of your weekend, but Chris, I understand catfish with me is not the same as Grant Cardone from Sage, so thank you for sharing. I want to go to Jim Sigler in Indiana. Jim, this, I believe, was your first event as well. We'd love to hear your feedback and your takeaway from the event.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Riches. Well, I took over 21 pages of notes, and that's not including the 20-some pictures of slides I took as well. So being last does not give me only a limited amount of nuggets to give. But, I mean, Jimmy Parrish, I think he was instrumental for me, because I want to build my business in the business realm, and he gave some great advice on, and I'm going to hopefully quote correctly, win the appointment before entering the office. And he said to do this, research them, invite them to LinkedIn, Google them, review the company's website. You know, it's common thought, but it's great to hear and know this and remember this. Take a handwritten thank you note and mail it, not email, but mail it out to them handwritten. That way they know that you took the time to actually thank them and remind them before the meeting that they're taking the time to meet with you. There's so many different things. I mean, on here, I also learned that out of every ring earner, minus Rachel, who was very inspirational in her own personal motivation and self-development, but every other person up there had built a team. And they built a team, for a number of years. Now, very few and some, depends on how long it takes you. And that was motivational to me because I'm very competitive. So to me, I want to be there, a ring earner, 50,000, 100,000. I want to be there in the next year. And I'm off to a slow start. So thank you, Chris, for being very patient with me. But I'm going to go up and get running with this now. I'm not going to look back. I'm going to keep running. With this, building a team, it was either Brian Crothers or Liz Fu who made a very simple question to prospects. Do you keep your income options open to a side project? Now, I don't think of this as being a side project, but of course it does take the time and personal investment to get started, an investment not by money, but time. And time is something that we all have to give in our own way. Building your team, selling the product, those two aspects of it are what I'm going to be focusing on the business-to-business side and also building a team. Building a team of not, and everyone has their own opinion on this, but building a large team and then helping, three to four of them build their team up higher and higher, I see that as being how you're going to become very successful. So with that, those are my few nuggets. And with that, Mr. Richards, I'll turn it back over to you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that, Jim. And let's go to the state of Georgia. We have Ms. Charlotte Halverson, and then I'm very excited to be able to close our call with our new Platinum World Council member, and we've got an exciting announcement to make at the end of the call. So I appreciate everybody staying plugged in this morning. But let's go to Georgia for Charlotte Halverson. Charlotte, I know this was your second conference. You attended the first one alone. You brought a team with you the second time, and an individual from your team was with you, and we're excited to hear from you and hear your nuggets this morning.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate being on the call. Yeah, I was happy to be in Nashville and have one of my team members, Ramon Santiago, with me, and he was infectiously excited. It really changed the way he looked at the company, and I have to say that Legal Shield, I feel like a good scenario is if you're ever in church and you feel like the pastor's preaching exactly to you. When I joined in March, I'd only been with the company a couple weeks when I went to Oklahoma City. As a matter of fact, I spent a good bit of the time there leveling up, finishing my Fast Start. So it was rather busy, but the theme in March was we are Legal Shield and we are just getting started. And it was a message that was warm and fuzzy, and it was just for me. And it's what I needed to hear at the time to make me feel really good about it. Well, this message at this convention was just what I needed to hear for me personally. And I hate to sound selfish, but it was a tough love message. It was all about peeling away the layers of why I'm personally not where I want to be in my business and why I haven't fulfilled my potential and removing any excuses and obstacles that are in my path. And the whole conference felt designed for where I'm at in my business. And you know, my sales haven't been where I need them to be lately, and I was uncomfortable showing up to the Harvard thing on Friday. You know, it felt awkward, you know, because I haven't been as successful as I can be. But you know what? I had to put that on the shelf, and I went. And I was very glad I went. And hearing Jim Tanner and Scott Burke share their story about where they came from always impacts me because I can relate to their stories. And then, of course, the girls from Cookville sharing their recruiting tips was hugely beneficial for me as well. And just coming together with the HRNC family was great. The theme of Saturday's general sessions, and really reinforced by Grant Cardone, and I had never heard him before, was not some warm, fuzzy message designed to make you feel better about yourself and patting you on the back. No, it was a strong message to stop being selfish, to stop holding back, to do more, be more, do a lot more, and be a lot more, to take personal development a lot more seriously than I have. Grant's story of coming from being an addict to everyday work life to being where he is now, and how he doesn't put any limits even now on his success, all of that spoke right to my heart. And I was so thankful to be there and be able to be a part of it and hear it. And it changed me. It changed where I'm going in my business. So, you know, everyone was putting on the page about how they're going to be platinum by 2019. And, you know, I really got to thinking about that. I had never done my dream board or really written down my goals. I knew my why, but I'd never written down my goals. And I'm doing that this week. I'm going to write down an action plan that's going to get me consistently to an executive director by the next convention and my first ring. That's, you know, I'm going to take a reasonable step, and if I blow past that, well, that's great. But I'm going to take firm action to get where I need to be in this business. And I don't think I could have made that mind shift without what Legal Shield did with this convention. And, of course, being able to sit in the Grand Ole Opry, that was a dream for me. All of it was just life-changing. And I'm excited about what it's going to do for me this year and what it's going to do for all of us, and I'm excited about being in Dallas in April, or March, rather. And thank you so much for being able to share.
Absolutely. Charlotte, thank you very much. Excellent recap and wonderful nuggets that you shared. Folks, we've got a big announcement coming up next. I do want to make sure that we draw your attention to our B2B webinar. We have a B2B webinar coming up this Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Time. So make sure that you register for that. You can do that right on the events page in the back office this Wednesday, 9 a.m. Central Time. You can register for that webinar. If you are not yet certified, that acts as a certification for the B2B certification, the employee benefit certification that Legal Shield offers. If you are already certified, we'd still love to have you on that webinar. It's a live, very interactive webinar, and it's a great chance to be able to learn more, refine your skills, and also get your questions answered as well. So I'm looking forward to joining you this Wednesday, 9 a.m. How do you find that again? You go to the events page. The events page, you can register right from there for that B2B certification webinar this Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Time. I really personally enjoyed so much about this event. I loved hearing from our Harvard family on Friday morning. I really enjoyed Grant Cardone, Jeff Bell, many of the speakers that we heard from on Saturday. But for me personally, the highlight of this event was celebrating the achievement of Jim Tanner and Danielle Russo joining the Platinum World Council. This is not something that happens every day in the world of Legal Shield. This is a monumental development. That means that they have, as you well know, achieved the Platinum Executive Director Commission level for 12 consecutive months. That is the most prestigious thing that can happen in the world of Legal Shield, and Jim and Danielle did it. Jim did a marvelous job speaking for a few minutes, but he did the smart thing. He stood to the side and let Dr. Danielle Russo, speak from her heart from stage. And to me, it was the highlight of the event. Obviously, both of them did a phenomenal job, and we are so exceptionally proud of their efforts. And when I say we, I'm talking about all of our Harvard Risk Management family. We go now to Boston, Massachusetts, to our senior vice president and, again, platinum World Council member, Mr. Jim Tanner, to talk about what all of you and I need to be focused on coming out of this weekend. Jim, thank you for joining us this morning.
Mr. Riches, thank you so much, and I appreciate all those kind words, and I want everybody on the call to know that I purposely made sure that my wife's phone was not charging overnight while she slept. She doesn't even know we're having this call right now. This is finally my moment. This is my equal time. We'll catch her up later on all of this. No, I'm just kidding. She did a great job. And, you know, for everybody within our Harvard Risk Management family that knew that this was a business we were running and operating and growing together, there was 10 times that many people who had heard some version of my story but did not know about my wife, Dr. Russo. And now they know, and now she understands just how many people there are that love her and appreciate her story, because not only was she stopped every 2 inches in Nashville at that event, but she also ran out of business cards from requests, and now her Facebook is just piling up with people that want to be connected with her. So I invite all those of you listening, if you're not connected to Dr. Russo on Facebook, she will accept your friend's request until she hits the maximum that is available on Facebook, so I would hurry up. Here's what I wanted to talk about, and I so appreciate all of you sticking around. Folks, so many people want to know, how do you build a platinum business that's platinum for life, that will sustain and won't be a situation where you achieve platinum, but then the following month you miss the qualification, where you can count on an organization to rise up and stay up, to be executive directors and never miss executive director, because that's what you need. You need at least 4 executive director organization. Well, where does that come from? You know, for a lot of folks, just building your business, taking advantage of the advance to senior manager right now, that could seem way off in the future. And I want you to know it's closer than you think, but you have to understand the simple disciplines that get you there. I'm so grateful for all of the people that have poured into me. But what's really evident to all of you today on the call is that the events are what shape your future in this business. Because you have to build a culture in your team of going to events, of being plugged into events. And you heard on the call this morning from future Platinum Executive Directors. They're plugged into the event. Now, that's not to make the rest of you feel bad that you weren't there. I know that because we're growing so quickly, there's a whole bunch of you that joined this business this weekend, and you're going through new agent training, and this is your first call, and you're saying, what in the world did I miss? I didn't even know that everybody had come together in Nashville. And we had folks from every state in the United States, from Canada, all our Harvard agents, our sea of Harvard green, together. You know, Friday morning, we could barely get everybody in the room. And certainly, we were well represented, not only in the seats, but on the stage. Special congratulations to Scott and Christy Brooks, new Millionaire Club members, Adam and Alicia Thompson, new $200,000 ring earners. And I shouldn't start making a list, because then I leave people off the list. Renee McKnight earning her $100,000 ring. And Renee's daughter absolutely 100% stealing the show while she was up on the stage. So, I mean, there's so many great things happened. I wish I could take another hour and recap this, but here's what I want everybody to know, that the road, the pathway to the Platinum Executive Director and the Platinum World Council runs through these major events. So if you're listening and you were with us in Nashville or you weren't, I'm speaking to everybody now. There is an important component of your business. It is called commitment. And there's commitment to various aspects and disciplines of our business. But make no mistake, one of the commitments we must make is to these big transformative events, both for you and I and for the organization that we hope to lead, the culture we hope to mold and shape. And so I am excited this morning to give you an opportunity to go down the road of everybody you've heard from this morning, shaping and understanding, learning and developing, but most importantly, being able to pay forward this incredible opportunity that was given to each and every one of us. Folks, we are only 6 months away from Legal Shield's international convention in the spring. And the reason I use the word only in front of 6 months, because some people are saying, well, that's half a year. We'll have birthdays and Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's. We'll have a lot going on over the next 6 months. That's why I'm saying only. Because in business, 6 months is the blink of an eye. And preparation is your friend. And commitment is part of your business. And so I'm excited this morning to talk to you about Legal Shield's A Better World International Convention in March of 2019. We have the information for this in your events tab, in your toolbar, in your Harvard agent's back office. Now, Legal Shield is making it incredibly easy for you to commit to this event right now. Listen to this. For only $89, you have the opportunity to get plugged into this transformative event for yourself. You get to hear from the top speakers, trainers, producers, and stars in Legal Shield. Many of them are Harvard Risk Management agents. You'll get to hear from incredible speakers and trainers from outside of our business, like Damon John, the founder of and CEO of FUBU, he's on the presidential ambassador for the global entrepreneurship, but most of you know him as the star of ABC's Shark Tank and the CEO of the Shark Group. All of that for $89. But we're going to make it even easier for everybody to commit, knowing how powerful this is. That $89 price is something that Legal Shield's offering, so we can offer that as well. But thanks to your Harvard Risk Management team and Mark Riches and Mike Riches specifically, we also have a limited number of $69 tickets, and I cannot stress the word limited. We have a limited number of $69 tickets. So if you're brand new and this is the first time you're hearing about events and you are in this business on your own and you want to get a discounted ticket, we can save you some money. You can get a ticket right now for $69 until they're gone. We don't have many. For those of you that were part of the process of running up into Nashville, you know, we had these bundles of hundreds of tickets that we bought. We were not able to do that. That is not something that was available to us for Dallas. So we need you to know $89 through Legal Shield right now is the early bird pricing, $69 through your Harvard back office early bird pricing. But I also said I was going to talk to you about the pathway to platinum. And the pathway to platinum is not only getting yourself committed and to these events, but building from event to event. Coming out of Nashville, whether you were there or not, but coming out and joining the wave and the momentum of that and riding it into Dallas by developing your team, by paying forward the opportunity that was shared with you, by not just recruiting people, but by sponsoring them, shepherding them through our training, plugging them into our calls, and inevitably getting them to Dallas, Texas, so they can see the big vision of what we do for themselves. And because we know how important that is, Legal Shield has an even better special price for you. If you are willing and able to commit to a 10-ticket bundle, Legal Shield has a special price that will get those tickets down to only $59 a piece. And not only can you get those tickets at the $59 price point, but Legal Shield will also help you by breaking it up into payments if that's necessary and helpful for you. So again, go to your events tab in the back. I would also, in conclusion, before I turn it back to you, Mike, say this. I know that I built this business alongside of my wife and now with this incredible team from event to event to event. I started by going to these events by myself, which is a mistake. I know everybody that was there by themselves are glad they were there, but they felt like there was many people they wish were there with them. Only when I started bringing people to the events did the culture start to shift. and did the team start to expand exponentially. And now as we celebrate this incredible professional organization from sea to shining sea, from coast to coast, from border to border, I know it runs through these major events. So I want to teach you in granular detail exactly how I did that. If you're committed, I'm committed too. So I'm going to do a webinar training for everybody that gets registered, whether you buy 10 tickets or one ticket, doesn't matter, but show me you're serious. We're going to talk more about this on Thursday night, and then after the weekend, we'll set a date for next week. For only those that are committed and locked in that have their tickets now, I'm going to teach you how to build a Platinum World Council organization from each event to each event to each event to each event, to the point where not only are you not there by yourself, but you're there with dozens and then eventually hundreds of people at these big events. If you would like the sound of that and you want to participate in this special invitation-only training, that is absolutely free of charge to the most committed of you. So I recommend that you get your tickets locked in today, and then on Thursday evening on our leadership call, we'll have more details about how you can get plugged into that training. Mike, my feet don't even touch the ground anymore. I'm actually still in Nashville. I'm not back in Boston yet. I do have a flight home tomorrow, but I don't need the airplane. I'm telling you right now, man, one thing I took away, because I want to talk about my takeaways, the one thing I took away from this weekend of events is I'm not working hard enough. When I saw the incredible use of this vehicle and opportunity out there in the field every day, people that are changing their lives and their communities, helping their churches and their families, I will recruit more than I've ever done before. I'll stay up later and I'll get up earlier because I understand what we're doing, and I hope that I can help and teach all of you listening how you can do more as well. Thank you so much, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Fantastic, Mr. Tanner. Thank you very, very much, and congratulations again to you and your wife. And we are just so ecstatic about everything that is happening right now in this great company. Again, we got a lot of details up online, so check that out. We are so excited about everything that all the promotions and all the opportunities for extra income. Again, I want to recap this because we've covered a lot this morning. What are two things that you and I ought to be doing right now? So what are two things that we ought to do right now as we hang up this call? Number one, set a goal for senior manager. If you're already a senior manager, find people in your organization and help them set a goal for senior manager. But if you are not a senior manager yet, then what is your goal? What is your strategy? When I say set a goal, I'm not saying, hey, I'm going to make senior manager. I'm going to take advantage of the promotion. That's not a goal. That's a desire. A goal has a strategy, has an action plan. What is your action plan for getting to senior manager and taking advantage of this promotion? I can assure you that if you wait on that, if you take too much time and think about it and try to talk yourself out of it, it's not going to happen. But if you'll make a plan and develop a strategy quickly this morning and then today start implementing that strategy, then that can happen for you. And there's not a single person, if you're brand new this morning, that cannot make that happen. It's 30 sales or 25 organizational if you've recruited three Legal Shield direct associates, 30 sales personal, if not. But we've got to get that done. We got to take advantage of that right now. The other thing, get your Dallas tickets. And if you are smart enough to do a bundle, and how generous is Legal Shield letting you even break that down into payments if you need to? But to me, that's a no-brainer to jump on those bundles and be able to get those for $59 each. But worst case, if all you can do right now is just get yourself registered, I would absolutely do that for the Dallas event. These tickets will not last long, and we want to make sure that you take advantage of getting these reduced prices on this Dallas event. If nothing else, I hope that that's clear this morning. If you were at the Nashville event, that was clear before you got on the call this morning. But if you weren't, then I hope that that's clear this morning that you've got to be in Dallas. You've got to be in Dallas. And will you hear us talking about that again? Yes, absolutely you will. Because to me, what Mr. Tanner said is absolutely the truth. We build our business by building events. We'll see you on the B2B webinar this Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Again, you can register for that right there on the events page. And, of course, on the leadership call this Thursday at 7 p.m., same number that you dialed to join this call this morning. Thank you to all of our presenters this morning, everyone who shared. A big congratulations again to everyone who is recognized in Nashville, Tennessee. And with that, we wish all of you the very best. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.